At the 87th National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Courtney Gerstenecker. The 2014 National Home and Community Development and Proficiency winner is Brittany Rambat of the Bigfoot FFA chapter in Wisconsin. How are you feeling right now, Brittany, being on that national stage and being a winner?
It was just very exciting to be in the top four, and just to be pronounced winner was just an amazing, humbling experience.
Tell us about how your FFA journey got started.
My FFA journey started when I was a freshman in high school. I took a beginning Explorer Agriculture class as a freshman, and that's when I started my involvement with FFA.
From where your project has started to where it is today, please tell us about your SAE and why it's so unique, what you're proud of.
So my SAE started, and I didn't even realize it was really starting, but I was doing just community service projects in my community, helping at the food pantry, painting a local church's garage, just different ways that I could dive in and help others in my community. But I really wanted to branch off, and I set goals for myself to work abroad and do community development stuff abroad. I set goals so that I would start my own program. And then my third goal was that I would do youth development sort of things to help grow communities. And so the biggest component of my SAE was a program I started called Teal Foods for Families. And I started the program by applying for an FFA grant called the Food for All Grant. And I designed the program to be able to utilize Bigfoot High School's agri-science room and space so that we could use the space to help the community. And so the four components of the program are to raise chickens for meat, chickens for eggs, large vegetable gardens in the greenhouse and outside, and fish to all be raised and donated to local food pantries throughout the whole year.
That's such an incredible project. And why is it so special to you, and why did you choose that certain project, and how did you come up with that idea?
So I came up with the idea when my advisors said that there was grant money available, and they asked if my chapter officer team, if anybody wanted to fill it out. So I volunteered to fill out this application. I had no clue what I was getting myself into at the time, but it required to design something where you would be fighting hunger in your community. And so that's how Feel Foods for Families kind of began. I wanted to think of a way to utilize the space at Bigfoot and help the community. And so that's how it kind of all started. And the grant money was awarded to the chapter, and that's when it started in 2011. And so I had to make what I wrote on paper actually happen. And so that's when the birds came, that's when gardens got put in, and everything just became a reality at that point. And I had to manage the program and make sure everything happened.
So are you looking into continuing this program for yourself in your future?
So the program exists at Bigfoot High School. I'm now a graduate of Bigfoot, but the program is still going on. There are students managing it. And so when I designed Feel Foods for Families, it was designed to be sustainable. So it just really excites me that this program is still happening, and FFA members are being involved in finding passion to serve their community, and just that the whole community is being benefited from a program at my local high school.
So what are your future plans now that your adventure in the FFA jacket is coming to a close? What are your future plans that you're excited about?
Well, I'm a sophomore at the University of Wisconsin River Falls, majoring in agriculture education. And my hopes is to teach agriculture abroad. So I really want to help families learn how to grow their own food and do it sustainably and work on those hunger issues that happen all across the world.
What advice would you give to a young FFA member looking up at you on that national stage, wanting to fill your shoes one day?
I would say don't be afraid to jump in and find ways to get involved. As a freshman, I was extremely shy and just really not involved, but I found that community service was something I was passionate about, and anyone can do it. All you have to do is say yes, and things can happen, and yeah.
Well, congratulations again, Brittany.
Thank you so much.
The Home and Community Development Proficiency is sponsored by Carhartt. This is Courtney Gerstenecker.